Welcome back, humor consumers, to the Life Happens, Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm comedian Tracy DeGraff.
And I'm Catherine, co-host and bestie.
All right, we are in the Pod Lab. Welcome back to the Pod Lab, friends. And today's episode is on hemorrhoids. Aren't you excited?
I'm not.
I'm excited.
I know you are.
Speaking of hemorrhoids, one of mine just called me.
Oh, I see that.
Anyway, I'll call him back.
Hemorrhoid number two.
Yes, friends. No pun intended there.
Yeah.
I have been begging Catherine for a very long time. We must do an episode on hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm. Because you've been suffering.
Oh, girl. I want the world to know. It hurts.
I know you do. That's okay.
And half of the people listening to me right now, they're like, oh, I hear you, girl. I hear you.
They probably are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal.
Oops, I almost named one of our friends.
Anyway, go ahead, Catherine. Catherine, share with our listeners, if they're just tuning in for the first time, tell them how they can become a sponsor of our podcast.
You can sponsor us by going to Patreon, and you can just follow the prompts right from there. And it's super easy. Look for Life Happens, Laugh Anyway, and follow the prompts and go from there. You can also go to TracyDeGraff.com, and that also is easy. Just follow the prompts on that.
It is. And
did I say how much? $5 a day? No, a month.
$5 oh my gosh. A day would be fantastic.
$5 a day, please. Did we get any more dollar donors?
We have. Okay, so here's the thing. You can support us with a $5 a month, like recurring payment that comes through Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just give us a one-time gift. There's a one-time gift button on my website. And through that button, we've gotten like 5 or 6 $1 donations.
Yeah.
But then one person requested their dollar back.
No. Oh, my gosh.
They did.
Really?
Yeah. And so now I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's legit. Is this a scam?
Oh, my
gosh. Are people giving us a dollar, then they're going to take 100? I don't know. Anyway,
interesting.
Anyway, just go to Patreon. I'm going to have Olivia fix that on my website.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it at Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And thanks for the support that we've gotten so far. We have a lot of new supporters. Our friend Sarah, by the way, is one of our newer supporters. Thank you so much, Sarah. Just
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Didn't I tell you?
I don't think so.
Well, she joined our Patreon, and it's been a while, and I haven't been naming the Patreon sponsors.
Yeah, I don't think I have her on my list.
Well, she should be on there.
Thank
because
you, Sarah.
Yeah, we just appreciate it. So thank you very much. In fact, yeah, she's our latest $5 a month contributor. So we have Sarah, Wendy, Jess, another Jessica, Katie, Colleen, Ursula, Nancy, Kenny, your husband, Karen, Janine, Muffin, my husband, Darlene, Courtney, and Joan. Those are all our Patreon sponsors.
And Bev?
Well, they're not Patreon, but they have Patreon.
They have sponsors.
Yeah, we have a handful of people that have just given us a donation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to hemorrhoids.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about it. We have some takeaways. As always, we take a topic once a week and we just divide it up and chew it up and study it. And then we spit it out right here on the podcast.
We should have just done the eclipse. We should have done that. Well, that was a Patreon bonus,
well,
by the way.
This is kind of like an eclipse. There's a moon involved.
There is. So I was going to say that.
A half moon.
Causes a big shadow.
Here comes the laughter. Anyway, I was begging Catherine to do this topic because I have had an issue with that. And so we're going to talk about it. Catherine has brought with her some myths about hemorrhoids. So I'm excited to hear about what the myths are. We're also going to talk about the types, what to avoid, and how to treat at home. And then I have a plethora of products.
Oh, you sure do. So she's got this little platform thing with a towel over it because she's going to unveil all her Pandora's box of stuff.
It's Pandora's box.
And she doesn't want me to see it.
Right.
So
I want to capture it.
I find it quite funny. It's like a show and tell. And she's like, I like a little girl, like you're excited.
Well, I'm super excited, Catherine. I know. All right. And then, as always, we have a little scripture, believe it or not, that goes with hemorrhoids. So Catherine picked out two Bible verses.
I did.
That go with hemorrhoids. And then finally, we have a little call to action.
All right. What is our, we didn't tell. Well, okay. We'll figure it out
as we go. All right, Catherine, let's talk about the myths. What say you?
The first myth is, I guess some people think that they're the only one with this digestive problem. Now, I didn't know it was considered digestive, but I guess it is.
Well, you know it's with the poop, right? It's down there.
Yes, I do.
That's the end of the digestive tract. That's the final call. That's it.
When I think of digesting, I think of more upper, like you're, you know, everything upper. Your stomach is working on.
Okay. It starts here at your mouth. And it ends.
Whatever. Long story short.
Yes.
More than 75% of people will experience hemorrhoids at least once in their lifetime. So you're not alone.
Yeah.
If you have one.
Okay. I love that this is the first myth. I watched a video today of three surgeons that were talking about hemorrhoids. Okay.
Okay.
And the one surgeon, he says, I'm not saying this because I have them, but I just have a question. Right. And I'm like,
oh, like it's
right. Like taboo. It's some sort of crime to have hemorrhoids.
It's like you've got the ickies.
You're a doctor. Cooties.
Nobody cares. He doesn't want anyone to think he's got them.
I know. Why are we so embarrassed about hemorrhoids?
Because it's the butthole and it's private. That's why I didn't want to do this episode. Hello? You even said, I've been begging Catherine to do this episode. Well, it's private. I don't think I would be announcing that I had this bloody issue.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, what do you put it that way? Yes.
He's probably English or something. I don't know.
No, he was American.
Anyway,
right, go ready? Ahead. Yes. What's another myth?
Myth number two, only older people like Tracy get hemorrhoids.
Do you know that?
Fact.
Yes. I went into that thrift store today where I bought you all those teapots and English things.
Yeah.
As soon as I walk in, they go, we have the senior discount. We have a senior discount today for you, old lady.
Granny.
With the white hair.
Come over here, Alice.
I didn't buy a thing.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so the myth is that only older people get hemorrhoids, but that's not true.
That is not true. People can develop hemorrhoids at any age. While hemorrhoids are most common between ages of 45 and 65, it's not unusual to see them in younger adults as well. Okay.
Thank you for that. Myth.
Here is another myth that spicy foods cause hemorrhoids. Have you heard that one?
I have not.
Okay, well.
I mean, spicy foods cause, like, heartburn, I've heard, but not hemorrhoids.
Yeah. And even in some cases, like liver problem or kidney or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, no. Hemorrhoids are caused by strain on the veins near the anus. So, it's not happen, or well, let's see, what's it say? Not by anything happening in the body's metabolism. So it's got nothing to do with that. All right, moving on.
She's being very robotic. Yes?
Yeah, moving on. I'm not even reading all of this. Yeah, okay. It does say, though, that the symptoms, I think it says, clinical trials showed symptoms did not get worse in people who ate hot chili peppers. Okay. I guess it's
so it doesn't redundant. Matter what you eat. What matters is how you poop. That's what matters.
Well, now that was the next myth. Okay. What you eat doesn't affect hemorrhoids. And we know that it does because constipation is one of the biggest risk factors.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter if you eat spicy food, but if you're eating cheese all day long and junk food and
no water. Right. And we'll
go
over what you should be eating. So yes, what you eat does matter. Okay. Another one. Cold surfaces cause hemorrhoids. That's another myth.
Yeah. That's dumb.
I guess. I guess so.
I could tell you for a fact that cold surfaces would make a hemorrhoid feel better.
Yeah. I don't know why they think that they, or why that's a thing, but it is. Okay. Oh, here's another myth. Exercise should be avoided if you have hemorrhoids. Because, you know, you feel like you're straining yourself and you're in so much pain. One would think that they're going to bother it by exercising. But exercising is important for actually prevention in some cases, you know, of the hemorrhoids.
Right, because it keeps you regular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Myth, another myth, treatment for hemorrhoids requires surgery. Not all the time. And another one, hemorrhoids increase the risk of cancer. There's no evidence that hemorrhoids increase the risk of cancer. The only concern with hemorrhoids is that people with a history of hemorrhoids can sometimes be dismissive of having bleeding with bowel movements and miss warning signs.
Right, which is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any kind of bleeding at all, you should get it checked out by a doctor.
Yeah, if you're older than 50 or have someone in your immediate family with a history of colon cancer.
Right.
Then you should be mindful of changes in symptoms. Pay attention.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And that's it for the myths.
Well, thank you for that enlightenment,
Catherine. I was hoping they'd be more funny, but I couldn't find any funny ones other than the spicy food one I thought was funny.
Well, I think hemorrhoids are funny anyway. Did you know that hemorrhoids are actually, everybody, 100% of people have hemorrhoids? Did you know that?
You said that. I didn't find that when I looked up information, but...
Well, what you're talking about when you said a percentage of people have hemorrhoids, they're talking about inflamed hemorrhoids.
Yeah, that's
what... Every human being has hemorrhoids because they serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blood vessel in the body, and it tells your brain... It tells your brain that your hemorrhoids actually talk.
Yeah.
They talk.
Yes.
They talk to your brain.
And it's time to go.
Well, here's what they do. They can identify. This is how miraculous hemorrhoids are. They're God made them for a purpose. He said, you know what? We need something to tell the brain what's coming out here.
Okay.
And he made hemorrhoids and they do it. Because they tell the brain if it's a solid, a liquid, or a gas. That's their job.
Uh-huh.
They're down there in the butthole. Uh-huh. And they're identifying.
Inside.
They're inside and they're identifying what's coming through.
I'm picturing a cartoon image of them and their job.
They're like,
you know, like those.
They're like, warning. this is liquid.
A cartoon image
of
it.
It's not gas. It's liquid.
It's so.
Squeeze. And they try to communicate to the sphincter.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They're very important. And if they're jacked up, like if they're not working right, okay, you're going to have a situation.
And here we are.
I'm telling you. I did not know this. I thought that hemorrhoids were just like when it's a problem, right?
I think most people think that.
I think they do too.
That could have been on the myth thing. They could have put that on there.
They should have. Then nobody asked me. All right. So that's kind of a nice way of saying that it's just a normal part of the human anatomy. So make friends with your hemorrhoids, friends. okay. So thank God they're there and let's keep them healthy. So basically their job is to hold back the stool until you're literally on a stool, you know, so that you're not, you know, shopping and whatever and things happen.
Did you know what else they're called?
Piles.
Yeah.
The British call them that.
Yeah. I was listening to a British guy, a 5-minute YouTube thing, and that's where I got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you knew that because you've done extensive
research. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Because in case if somebody doesn't know, if you're listening for the first time, I've given birth to 5 children, 5 boys. They were all overdue. This was back in the 90s when you didn't just induce labor. Okay. You just didn't. You went overdue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't do that anymore. They don't let moms go overdue.
They don't?
I don't think so. Every mom that I've talked to, they're like, yeah, doctor said can't go overdue.
Yeah.
Maybe some do. It's a big world out there.
I didn't get induced either, but
Anyway, my kids, all of them, mm-hmm. were overdue. Some of them by a couple weeks. So you know what happens when a baby's overdue? They just keep growing.
Getting bigger.
So my babies.
You got to push that baby out.
You do. Because mm-hmm. it's not going to stay in there. All my babies were 8.5 to 9.5 pounds, almost 10 pounds.
You did a good job.
Oh, I saw Jesus. I saw him.
Those are big babies.
Yeah, and my son Joel had a head that was the size of a planet, you know.
It's like a bowling ball.
Yeah, for sure. His, I joke about this on stage, but I say that his eyeballs are in two different time zones. So, moms, pregnant moms, birthing moms, people who have given birth, you're very likely to get a hemorrhoid.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you have them, once you have like a bout with them, then you're more likely to get another episode or flare up or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, because they can go back in. So they can be a problem. And I didn't know this either. But in this research, you can push them. You can tuck them back up in there. But you got to be careful.
My mom used to call them the grapes. She's. When I had my baby, you know, I'm like, Mom, what is happening here? And she's like, oh, those are the grapes.
Okay, that's how I described. I got to talk about Shannon, maybe.
Please, I begged you to.
I forgot all about that.
I know. Come on, tell.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, don't.
Okay,
don't do.
What?
Never mind.
I may have had a friend who, when we were... Here it comes. I brought her with a family camping trip. Okay. And she had never camped before.
Wait, how old were you guys?
I'm 18. I didn't know anything. I lived in the suburbs in a bubble. Okay. And she's like, oh my gosh. She's like, this camping, there's something happening to me. And she thought she got bit by a bug.
Like a tick. She thought she had a tick or something. There was a lump on her butthole and she could feel it.
And she's like, oh. And she, if you knew her. And the way she carries on. And so, oh my gosh. And so it was bothering her so much.
You're starting to laugh like me now.
And she goes, you have to check it out. I think it's a bug. And so my parents had a family van with tinted windows in it. You know, it made it. It was like a bed in the back. And I said, fine. I wanted her to stop complaining. Okay. And so
Wait a minute. This is why we call Catherine. Can't say no, Catherine.
No. So it was, and I don't know why it was at night, and I get the flashlight. I'm like, all right, fine. And then I see, and I'm like, oh my God, it's grapes. It's a grape. It's a big grape.
That's what you told her.
Yes. But then years later, I remember contacting her and saying, you know, remember
the grapes?
Remember that trip to the Ozarks? And you thought you had a bug. Guess what I think it is? And we laugh so hard. And she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
That is so funny.
I cannot believe I just shared that.
Well, this is the thing, right? We need to have the hemorrhoid talk. Like, people think you need to have the sex talk, which is important, but the hemorrhoid talk is important, too.
Yeah, and that right there, my friends, goes to show that you do not have to be old to have that.
Right. So back to birthing. We know as mothers that that's a lot of pressure on your bottom end. I mean, you have got to push and bear down, and it doesn't matter what's coming out. That baby's coming out.
Right, and so is a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, and they're going to grab those hemorrhoids and pull them right out with them. Well... So in that situation, though, you're in it to win it, and you have to get that done. Another way that people get hemorrhoids is through weightlifting. So if there's a lot of straining and lifting of weights or pushing or whatever with the weights on the feet and legs and blah, 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 that's another situation.
Yeah.
So younger men who are into weightlifting, or even older men, whatever. And then as we age, our veins and our blood vessels do change, mm-hmm. and they do become compromised. And so that adds to the weakening of those blood vessels.
Right.
So that's why it's a little bit more common in older people, because we have older veins and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting is like the devil.
Yeah. Sitting for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Is not good.
Right. And look what we have now. Work from home, school from home.
A whole lot of sitting.
There's a lot of sitting. So if you're struggling, if you're a fellow sufferer like me, you might have to stand once an hour and stretch, or go for a walk or whatever, just so you're not sitting constantly.
Yeah.
Obesity is also an issue, because it adds pressure to the bottom.
Right.
Another thing is having your phone in the bathroom with you. Because if you're sitting and you're doing your business, right? Oh. And you're scrolling on your phone, you just need to get in there, do your business.
The old
get
saying.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The old saying that I'm not going to say it.
Right.
But you need to get in and get done and get out.
Yeah. I don't
5
do that.
Minutes tops. 5 minutes is what you need.
It says no straining when you do your bowel movements too. Don't strain.
And here's the thing. If you work on this issue, so let's say somebody that's listening has a problem like me, right?
Mm.
I used to have a lot of trouble, just like I couldn't go if I wasn't at home.
Mm-hmm.
I could be gone on a trip for 4 or 5 days and not go.
I cannot even believe that.
I know.
I mean, I look at a coffee bean and I've got to go. It's crazy.
I don't know why I couldn't. Well, then I figured it out when I turned 50 and I needed to get my colonoscopy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went in there and I found out that I have a tortuous colon.
Yeah.
Which means I was born with more colon than I needed.
Which means?
Means I'm full of it. And means I can hold it because it's got places to go.
Yeah.
And then when I get home and I feel comfortable and I relax, out it comes.
Yeah.
So that's not a real healthy way to function.
Right.
You need to be going once a day.
Yeah.
And it's not until I started going to that doctor up in Oak Lawn,
mm-hmm.
Who told me, she asked me how many times do I go, like in a week. And I said, well, once or twice a week.
Man.
Maybe 3 times I'm really lucky.
Yeah.
And I didn't think there was anything wrong with that, because I'd been doing that my whole life.
Mm.
And she said, we're going to get you going every day. And I'm like, good luck with that. And she had me, this was her recipe. Now, I'm not giving any medical advice, because obviously I'm not a doctor. I'm a patient. But I'm telling you my experience. She wrote it down, like she had a little sheet that she handed me.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what you need to do is go to the pharmacy and get 2 enemas. And then give them to yourself.
Wow.
Yeah, that was fun. And you just follow the directions on the box. It's just regular enemas.
You are such an open book.
Well, I'm helping somebody.
Yes, you are.
There is some person out there. I'm talking to you. You are my soul person. And I'm saying this is such a big issue. I want to share in the event that I can help somebody.
Yeah. If you got issue with the tissue.
Yeah. And this doctor, I had gone to her for banding. So banding is a pretty non-invasive way to deal with hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an in-the-office procedure, but then you have to deal with the cause of the hemorrhoids, which is not going to the restroom in a proper way.
Yeah.
So anyway, she sent me home. She said, go to Walgreens, get 2 enemas, give them both to yourself right away. And then from then on, you're going to take Miralax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to take it every day. And she said, like, 2 servings a day. Mm-hmm. Well, I started doing that, and then I said, well, how long do I have to do that? And she said, for the rest of your life, this is what you're going to do.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I started out with the 2, like, capfuls of Miralax, just putting it in coffee. It is absolutely tasteless, and it has no grit to it at all. You just put it in your coffee, you don't even know it's there. And when Ron and I are drinking coffee together,
I was going to say,
he's terrified. He's terrified.
If you're ticked at someone and it's tasteless, you want them to have.
He's like, which one is yours?
Yeah.
Anyway, I did back that down to 1 scoop. So in the beginning, I followed the directions of the 2 scoops of Miralax every day.
Mm-hmm.
But then I backed it down to 1 scoop.
That's good.
All right. So anyway. That's a thing. You've got to go every single day.
That is true.
Another thing is Bran Buds. Bran Buds is a thing. I learned this from YouTube. This was the doctor with the three surgeons where the one was saying, oh, this is for a friend. It was that guy. He doesn't fool me. He's got him. Anyway, the doctor who does the hemorrhoid, she's the hemorrhoid expert. Mm-hmm. She recommends to her patients a quarter cup of bran buds every day simply because you get like 10 grams of fiber out of one quarter cup. Mm-hmm. And it's a cereal.
Yeah. Well, isn't eating prunes and raisins good too?
Yeah, but you just don't get as much.
Oh, wow. So it's, bran buds has more than prunes?
Well, the reason that she recommends bran buds, according to her, is because you get the highest amount of fiber that you can get in a small serving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's sort of like compact, and you get that psyllium husk in there. Hmm. So there's something about the bran buds. I don't know exactly what it is, but if you can get them down, which they're not bad, they're just like branny tasting cereal.
Like rabbit food?
Like rabbit food, yes. Yeah. And you can put them in Greek yogurt for some protein and add some fruit.
Crunch.
You can put a little bit of maple syrup and some coconut flakes or some nuts. You can make it beautiful.
Yeah.
Or you could add it to your oatmeal, or you could just have it with a little bit of milk, whatever you want. But a quarter cup, or you could just eat them, just dry.
Yeah.
A quarter cup of bran buds is not that much.
Yeah.
That helps a lot with keeping the fiber situation where you need it to be.
Yeah, fiber, fiber, fiber.
Yeah, I have listed here, before I go into the products that I want to talk about, I have listed here food to eat. Of course, I already talked about the bran buds. Broccoli is wonderful for hemorrhoids. Beans is wonderful. Fresh fruit, recommend one root vegetable per day, like carrots, sweet potatoes, or regular potatoes.
Okay.
So just think about that. Mm-hmm. You know, just one root vegetable a day. To drink, you want to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Two big containers full of water every day. Mm-hmm. So it's like the equivalent of four of these. We're sitting here with water at the desk here.
Yeah.
And these are like 16.9 fluid ounces of bottled water, so you need like four of those. So
I always thought that prune juice with low sugar is also good too.
Yeah, prunes are good. I don't know why they don't recommend them so much. Like I've seen them say that prunes are good for you know, constipation and stuff, but I don't know. The recommendation is to not have a ton of caffeine.
Yeah, I've got that on my list too.
Yeah, because it can mess things up with your digestive system.
It's just, what I have is just cut back. If you drink a lot of it, just cut back. You don't have to eliminate it. And I think that was the same with alcohol too, that just don't drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, which is also kind of puzzling to me. What does the alcohol do? I don't know. But
it doesn't cause them. From what I understand, it just makes them worse. And why it makes them worse, I don't really
know. I do know this about alcohol. Alcohol creates inflammation in the body.
Well, there you go.
And
that's why.
You definitely do not want inflammation in the body when you're dealing with hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. You want de-inflammation.
Right.
You want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Exercise, a 30-minute walk every day. Mm-hmm. If you are a hemorrhoid sufferer, that is going to help you keep the motility, they call it motility function in the digestive system. It basically means going from your mouth to your butthole. You got to keep things moving. And water and walking will improve your motility function.
Okay.
So we have to do these things. Okay. Okay. Are you ready to see my products?
I am. Are we going to talk about the types?
Oh, yeah. Tell our audience about the types of hemorrhoids.
The three different types are internal, which you talked about. They're inside your rectum. But you can, if they're starting to be bothersome, but they're not hanging out and you've got blood on the tissue, you might see it in the toilet, you've got a small problem. The other one is external, where you've got the swelling, that it's irritating you. You'll have some bleeding, pain.
It's the grapes. They're out.
Yeah. And then thrombosed, which is the where you've got a clot.
Gosh.
And it's external as well. And the blood just pools there. And so
you're going to know the one, if you have that one.
Yeah. That's when you've really got an issue in your tissue.
I had that issue just this last flare-up that I had. I had to have had that.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
Oh, gosh. It was 2 weeks of horrible pain. Woke me up at night, could not sit down for a minute You know what I mean? I went to work and I had to stand up and...
Well, you said it had its own pulse.
Oh, it had its own heartbeat.
So, right.
Yes.
I mean, that's painful.
It was, and it's like it was horrible.
Bee sting.
And it was constant.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And real quick, let's go over how you can treat. We talked about preventative measures.
Yes, talk about it.
Lots of fluid and fiber, like we said. A damp tissue when you are wiping. Warm bath. Now, bidet is not on here, but... check out our bidet episode. Yeah.
Yeah, we just did an episode, so the last one was a bidet. Once you're done listening to this, if you haven't heard that one, you have to listen to it. Yeah.
So this was from a British doctor. So it's paracetamol, which is like our Tylenol, I think.
Yeah.
Ice pack with a towel. Keep your bottom clean and dry. Exercise regularly. Cut down, there we go, with cutting down on alcohol and caffeine. Avoid wiping too hard.
Yeah.
You need to avoid trying to hold or prolong your urge to poo. Like, don't put it off.
Right. When you feel like you gotta go, you have to go.
Yeah. Don't push too hard when you do. Don't take ibuprofen. I did not know that.
It depends. If you have bleeding hemorrhoids, then they claim that ibuprofen, you should stay away from it because you don't want it to thin your blood too much, you know?
Oh, okay.
But if you don't have bleeding hemorrhoids, then ibuprofen is a pretty good pain reducer because it reduces swelling.
Hmm. You should also avoid taking painkillers because they cause constipation. I think that's why. And then I think I said this earlier, don't spend too much time on the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a delicate matter, friends.
Yeah.
It really is.
It is. Okay. Now, do the unveiling.
Okay. I have all my little products here. These are things that I have learned over the years have helped.
Tracy's almost like an expert now.
I am an expert. This is my carry bag. Like, I travel with it. It's just like a little pouch.
It's very... shiny.
Yeah, and it's deceptive because I have a pair of underwear.
It looks like all things pretty should be in there. Not that your underwear is not pretty, but It looks a little plain.
To see it's granny pants.
They look like hospital underwear.
They you want to touch them?
No.
Well, this is like a little glittery bag, and I've got my emergency stuff. Like, if I just have a clean, dry pair of underwear in there, just in case, I don't know.
Yeah, just in case you're bleeding. Oh, okay. Then
I have my ibuprofen.
I remember when you used to never have ibuprofen.
No, I never
like
take
that.
Stuff like that because I never have issues. I have my Tux pads.
Oh, Tux, yes.
Okay, so Witch Hazel, I don't know if you remember this from having a baby, but they would take that big mattress and put it between your legs and line it up with Tux pads and shove it up into your area, you know.
I remember how good that felt after delivering.
So Witch Hazel is very cooling and calming, and it kind of counteracts like all the fire that's going on down there.
Oh, God. What is this?
This is... It's hemorrhoid cream. And it's from Dr. Butler.
Dr. Butler?
Yes.
Is it made up, I wonder?
I don't know if it's a real name or if he just got clever with it. But I'm going to tell you what. I've tried, like, the Preparation H or whatever.
Yeah.
No. You need Dr. Butler. Okay. He knows what's going on with the butt. And he's got in here advanced protection and prevention formula. He's got a couple different ones.
Okay.
So they're expensive.
Yeah.
But when you have pain down there.
You'll pay anything.
Oh, what? Sell the house. We're treating hemorrhoids.
Let me see this. What is this?
This is hemorrhoid oil.
Oh, okay. And you need that in conjunction with.
You need all of this, Catherine. Just about a week ago, all of our Amazon deliveries were for hemorrhoids.
That's hilarious.
Ron's like, nothing fun. It's all the hemorrhoid stuff.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, shut up. I've got an issue. Okay, this is from Forces of Nature, and it's called Hemorrhoid Control. And it's an essential oil. So it's got all kinds of stuff in it.
Splendid.
Sesame seed oil, however you say that.
Sesame oil.
That's it. And then it's got rose geranium oil. some kind of other oil I can't pronounce, cypress oil, lavender, and peppermint.
All these lotions and potions for
this, it helps with the inflammation.
Okay.
So this is something that you can use on a regular basis. Like,
oh, you don't have to stop it like that ointment.
Right. You can use this like, say, once a day after you go. Okay. Or whatever, you know, and you do your bidet situation, and then you just lather up with a little bit of this.
Get a glove, everybody.
Or whatever, just wash your hands. Okay.
Okay. So that's what's under the towel.
Let me get it. Hold on.
There's more, folks. But wait, there's more.
Wait, there's more. Okay, this is new. These Smarty Pants.
What is that?
These are vitamins. I started taking these during the pandemic, Smarty Pants vitamins. And I started taking them because they're gummies. Are you okay?
You crack me up.
Okay, just
pun intended.
I know.
Listen. I am listening. Come on.
This is the adult formula plus fiber. So these have, it's a good general vitamin, but it also has fiber in it. And it was some other fellow sufferer with hemorrhoids who put this up and recommended it. So I'm trying it for the first time.
Okay.
Now on the bottle, it says start taking them three gummies a day. And then you do that for a week and then you go to six a day. So I don't know.
Six. Wow.
Yeah. But it's got omega-3 in it. It's got fiber for digestion, B12, vitamin E, and D3. So it's kind of a good general vitamin.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take that with other vitamins, right?
Because
you might get overload on
some of those. No, that's all you need.
Okay.
All you need.
All right.
And the jury's out. We'll see. But I'm just like, I'm willing to try.
I know you. Yes. You know. Oh, my gosh. What is?
This is my Miralax.
Girl, how much do you take?
Once a day, Catherine.
Okay.
One.
Does that stuff expire? Because that's a lot.
No. I mean, yes, it does. It probably does, but I use it before that.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you what. If you have to do something every day for the rest of your life, you're going to research what's the best, like, one. This is it. It's called Good Sense Clear Lax.
Yeah.
It's like a generic brand of Miralax. It's a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have it on the recurring thing. It just shows up at my door.
Oh.
You know, okay. you do that through Amazon. So when I'm out, I can't run out of this stuff.
This is why they told you that it's senior discount day at the thrift store, Tracy.
Shut up. Okay. So that's the Miralax.
Okay. What's this now? Oh. Okay.
This is new. I just ordered this.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Revol something XR. It's Bum Soothing Sitz Bath Salts Soak.
Revival.
Yeah. So I found this through Dr. Chung. Dr. Chung is the friendly proctologist, and he's on YouTube. You have to check him out. He is hilarious.
Yeah.
He talks about your butthole, and he says things like, we have to be nice to our butthole. Our butthole is terrified of us. You have to be nice to it. So it's like an Epsom salt that has essential oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be very soothing. It helps the muscles because what happens is when you have a lot of inflammation and a lot of chaos going on down there,
yeah,
the muscles are tense. They're holding on like they think they're dying.
What is that on there?
Let me see. Oh.
It looks like you tried to use it.
No, it's dirt. I don't know. I haven't even opened it yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it came.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a prescription.
Oh, gosh.
This is a prescription.
Oh.
I'm going to talk about this because if you have pain like I did with that thrombosed situation,
yeah.
I know that's what I had.
Mm-hmm.
I finally called the doctor because it was interfering with my life, right?
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep. It was terrible. And I called the doctor. I said, I had an appointment coming up to see the doctor, but I was like, I'm in so much pain. Can you give me anything?
Yeah.
And this is what they prescribed. And it's called hydrocortisone acetate pramoxine HCI cream.
Okay.
So it's got 2.5% of the hydrocortisone acetate and 1% pramo something cream.
No. When did you get this?
I got it after I had been in pain for like a week to 10 days or something like that.
Recently, though.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently.
I thought so. Because I'm thinking, why didn't you use this before?
But no, this is recent. And you use it 3 times a day. and you follow the directions, and it has something that'll take the pain away, but it also has that steroid. It's a steroid in
yeah.
it. So your tissue is going to respond mm-hmm. to the steroid. That's what you need to help you with the pain. So if you are suffering and you're in pain, call your doctor and you ask for this hydrocortisone acetate amoxicillin HCI cream. It's got a name. I can't remember what it is. It's not written on here. But
I see it. That's okay.
You're
scaring me.
You have to get it in there where the problem is.
Yeah.
So it's got one of those applicators.
Right.
So I'm sorry, but you got to get it to the right spot. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
This is called Hemrid.
Okay.
This is a supplement.
Oh, but you already have a supplement.
Okay, but this has other stuff in it. So this has some kind of root in it. It's a proprietary blend. I'm probably getting ripped off, but I don't care. I will try.
I was just thinking that.
Okay, it's got horse chestnut, extract seeds, witch hazel powder, hesperidin, something from citrus peels, bilberry extract, butcher's broom, root powder, and something else. It's supposed to help to build up your blood vessels so that they're not so weakened and so susceptible
yeah.
to problems.
You should probably talk to a doctor before taking all of this.
Yes, 100% you should.
She's just saying that.
Well, because if you're desperate... You're going to, desperate times call for desperate measures.
But you got to be careful.
Well, definitely talk to your doctor. I forgot to mention the Hemrid, but I'm like, I'm trying anything.
Oh, this is good.
Okay, you know what these are?
Yes, I do.
Okay, these are called Hemor Wedge.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hemor Wedge, and it is like a little...
ice tray.
Yeah, it's like a little two-cube ice tray. This is why we need video. Okay, so it looks kind of like a little moon type thing, and it's made out of silicone, and you keep it in the freezer.
Uh-huh.
And this is an ice cube for your butthole. Yes. When your butthole is on fire, you want to have ice in there to calm that stuff down.
Shaped like the wedge that you have.
Right, and there's two of them that mm-hmm. comes in the pack.
So you can rotate them.
You keep these in your freezer.
When one gets hot, you put in the other one. There you go.
Right. So these are just in your freezer at all times. And you can just use them when you need them.
Yeah.
And trust me, they work. Oh, this one. This is called...
there's more.
This is also an ice treatment. It's called AnuCure.
Okay.
And it's drug-free. Obviously, it's natural.
Well, okay.
So here's what you do. You keep this in your freezer. And this is what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is uh-huh. that how it looks?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm picturing what you have to do with that.
Okay.
I can see the top.
You what? You what?
It's brown there.
It is not.
It is too. I see it.
It is. Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. This is a product, okay, that, oh, yes, Tracy. You have to stick it in there.
Uh-huh. Because I see that. I literally see that.
There is nothing brown on it. Do you see this part of it?
Yeah.
So it's shaped like a plug, okay? It's shaped yeah. like a plug. So it almost looks like a small egg on the one side that's got like a plug on it.
It's shaped like a plug with a handle.
Right.
Like a doorknob
right,
at the bottom.
Because you don't want to lose it. You don't want it to go away.
Right.
But you can use this side just against the hemorrhoid, wherever the pain is. You can use the egg side mm-hmm. to just put on there and apply cold. Okay.
Okay.
You can use this side.
Uh-huh.
The plug part and just you put lube on this and you stick it in there and you leave it in there for 5 to 8 minutes. And it does help.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you're desperate.
I know.
It helps. And it comes with this, you know, with all the instructions and everything. And so you can go through all of that.
Okay.
Okay. The only other thing I have here is this Dr. Teal's foaming.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that before.
Teal's is a good, reputable brand.
Yeah.
They have Epsom salt.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that in one of these, the sitz bath.
Yes.
It looks like a hat.
And let's not forget, you also have a cushion
that for sure.
sit on, but you don't have that right here.
Yeah. Well, it's right behind me.
Oh, it's behind you.
Yeah.
Oh, I have, there it is.
I have a cushion that takes pressure off your butt. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it really works, but it does feel good in general. It feels good for your back, too.
Oh.
And then the squatty potty.
Oh, yes. You have the squatty potty.
The squatty potty. That's also to help get your anatomy in a position where it's much easier to do the deed.
Very good. Okay.
All right. That was right. Embarrassing that and was... fun.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I putting this out there?
I don't know. I don't know either. And why did I put out what I put out?
I don't know. But you know what? I hope it helps somebody.
I don't have time to edit it either.
That's okay. We're just putting it up. All right. I don't have anything else to say about products.
Okay.
Was there anything else we needed to say?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, let's get that scripture out there.
Let's do it. Okay. We have Romans 8:18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. Our present sufferings, Tracy.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. Sometimes everybody goes through things. What's your other verse?
Other verse is Matthew 9:12, and it's Jesus, 9:12, and it's Jesus speaking. And he says, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick."
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, so if you need help down there, we're your gals.
We are. My days are over saying yes to everything. No.
You've been listening to the Life Happens Laugh Anyway podcast. I'm still comedian Tracy DeGraff.
I'm still Catherine.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.